I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is September 13th, 2014. The website is theskepticarena.com. Today's show, how dishonest are the Daily Cause writers willing to be in order to promote their ideology? Well, let's find out. These comments were regarding the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. From Costello 7, quote, "While reasoning human beings are outraged by the tanks rolling through the streets of Ferguson," end quote. From A.U. Applemack, quote, "Do not like to see tank-like vehicles driving into crowds or even being on the streets," end quote. From Nimosign, quote, "And all those fancy tanks and so on," end quote. From Mike Cacciopoli, quote, "The people are the militarized police department with their assault weapons and hand grenades and tanks," end quote. Let's stop right here. I think you get the idea. These and many other cause writers claim that they saw tanks. Here's the definition of a tank as taken from dictionary.com. Quote, "An armored self-propelled combat vehicle armed with cannon and machine guns and moving on a caterpillar tread," end quote. This is an offensive weapon designed to kill people. To help the visually impaired cause writers, I even supplied a picture of one in the Word document associated with this podcast. Now here's the definition of an armored personnel carrier, also taken from dictionary.com. Quote, "A tracked military vehicle with a steel or aluminum hull used to transport troops in combat and usually fitted with light armament," end quote. This is a defensive weapon designed to protect military or police personnel from assault. To help the visually impaired cause writers, I once again supply them with a visual aid in the Word document. So how dishonest are the cause writers and commenters? Well, let's put it this way. As long as Fox News exists, they won't be the worst. But in this case, cause gave Fox a pretty good run for its money. Multiple writers stated that police wanted to kill protesters. Yet these violent, heavily armed officers, for all their efforts, were so incompetent that they weren't able to kill even a single one. No wonder cause writers kept referring to them as Keystone Cops. When you are armed with automatic weapons, tanks, tear gas, grenades, and donuts, and you really want to kill people, but fail to eliminate even one dinky little dude lugging a Sears and Roebuck microwave grillmaster from a looted store to his getaway vehicle, maybe you should start looking for other types of work. After 10 days of protests, intense efforts by police officers with military-grade weaponry resulted in only 5 people being shot, all by protesters. But I didn't hear that from cause. I had to find that out elsewhere. Here are more stupid, dishonest cause statements. From John Pear on 8/17, quote, "An unarmed man was killed by police, supposedly for stealing some cigars," end quote. John, no evidence indicates that Wilson knew that Brown had robbed a store. Nor did Wilson's actions indicate that he thought Brown was anything other than a man walking down the middle of the street. Can you produce any evidence that Wilson knew or even believed that Brown had robbed a store? Hint, no, he can't. Now we hear from Jed Lewison on 8/20. Quote, "The only reason cops are arresting reporters in Ferguson is that cops there want to arrest reporters. It's not like these reporters are going on looting sprees. They're just doing their jobs. And yes, it's news when reporters get arrested for doing their jobs. End quote. Jed, can you produce any arrest report where a reporter was arrested for doing their job? If that were true, then why were the vast majority of reporters not arrested? Weren't they doing their jobs? I'll be more than happy to wait while you get the evidence. But Jed, while we're all waiting, this will perk you up. We have video of violent Ferguson cops disguised as protesters throwing rocks at a reporter's head. And I provided him with a link to that video. Jed, did you notice the source of that story? It wasn't the Daily Cause. I had to go to Mediaite, a conservative site, to get it. Next. And from someone whom we can always count on for a laugh, this time as he strains with all his mental might to connect two unrelated incidents, Hunter, who wrote on 820, quote, "Teen steals beer, gets hopped up on Valium, then goes on to kill four people. And what did he get? Probation. Michael Brown steals some cigars, kills no one, and gets murdered by police." End quote. Notice how Hunter didn't miss the point about the influenza killer being hopped up on Valium. But when Hunter makes his comparison to Brown, do you see anything that Hunter left out? I do. Hint, he wrote that 2 days after the autopsy report came out. Hunter compared beer to cigars, killing four people to killing no one, receiving probation to receiving the death penalty, and using Valium to using what? Maybe he thought to himself, oh, I'll just leave that out. No one will ever notice. As for stealing cigars, we are all still waiting for you and John Pear to produce any evidence at all that Brown's cigar robbery had anything to do with his killing. Still waiting, waiting, waiting. Next. And we can't leave out the head ideologue. After all, Cause is the one who sets the tone and makes all the rules for all the other ideologues to follow. Cause wrote on 820, quote, "Allegedly stealing tins while black is a capital offense, and police have no choice but to execute such dangerous criminals." End quote. Cause, dude, calm down. Brown wasn't killed for stealing. Hey, Cause, why don't you go and help Hunter and Pear dig up the evidence that Brown was killed because of the robbery? I'm sure everyone will be more than happy to wait patiently while the three of you collide repeatedly while desperately trying to find it. Take your time. Next. Remember when everyone at Cause went nuts when the video of Brown's strong-arm robbery of the convenience store was released, claiming it was only a smear tactic? I do. Do you remember all the outrage at Cause when reports came out that smeared Wilson's dead mother? Neither do I. They complain about a double standard, yet are blind to their own double standards. Didn't Jesus have a verse about that? I believe he did. Next, here's a stunning example of how to select only that information that you need while ignoring any facts that are inconvenient. From Bob Swern on 825, quote, "When the past is relevant." Sunday's Washington Post featured an article which provided detailed background information about the troubled upbringing and early law enforcement career of 28-year-old Darren Wilson. End quote. Bob, so you think that a strong-arm robbery committed minutes before the shooting is irrelevant to understanding Brown's character, but a laundry list of the defects of Wilson's mother many years earlier is relevant to understanding Wilson's? Well, I guess you just answered that, didn't you? Bob then went on to quote an article that painted a horrible picture of Wilson's dead mother, which Bob says is more relevant to the shooting than anything Brown did. Hey, Bob, maybe we should exhume Wilson's mother and put her on trial. This is what passes for thinking at the Daily Cause. As I said, the only thing keeping these people off the bottom of the barrel is the existence of Fox News. Next, now from the keyboard of unlicensed paralegal wannabe Barbara Morrell, who wrote on 8/22, quote, "But in actuality, to tell the world that Brown shoplifted some cigars on the day he was killed," end quote. Barbara, you need to look up the difference between a strong-arm robbery, a felony, and shoplifting, a misdemeanor. Oh, wait, Wilson's dead mother was a drug addict. I almost forgot. Okay, now I see your point. Now watch as Hunter shows everyone on the internet what it means to be a hypocrite. He wrote on 8/20, quote, "I'm fine with the whole notion of not rushing to judgment in this case," end quote. Really, Hunter? You wrote, quote, "a half dozen eyewitnesses, not interviewed," end quote. Yet as of August 20th, 16 out of your last 22 essays were about Ferguson, not one of which could be described as neutral. But you didn't need to wait for no stinking eyewitness testimony before posting hourly screeds, because you apparently had it all figured out, didn't you? Glad you decided to wait before rushing to judgment. And I provided him a link to the definition of the word hypocrite. Next, Lollard Fish, a history teacher, gives us his expert opinion on police training on 8/28. Quote, "This is their command training. A civilian interfering is a threat to their command presence, so they don't allow it," end quote. Thanks for that nugget of knowledge, David, but methinks thou art less qualified in criminal justice psychology and better suited for teaching history to pubescent teenagers. Now, from Egberto Willis on 8/23, quote, "I knew it would not be long before an attempt to humanize Darren Wilson," end quote. Egberto, it's quite disturbing that a black man such as yourself would complain about attempts to humanize a white person. Try turning your statement around, Egberto. How does it sound now? Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? White people dehumanized blacks for centuries, which was one way they were able to justify slavery. Thanks for going out of your way, Egberto, to prove to everyone that you are no better than slavers. But don't worry, the attempts to humanize Wilson have been counteracted by dehumanizing his dead mother. So that should restore your sense of fairness. Meteor Blades wrote to a banned user, quote, "The reason you were previously banned was not arbitrary. You posted despicable stuff, not just despicable, but also inaccurate, and you got rightly tossed off the site for it." Meteor, based on that statement, half of Cause's top writers should be booted. Or you could try this. Offer Fox News a trade. Tell them they can have every writer I've quoted in exchange for Megyn Kelly appearing in a bikini at the annual Cause convention. Now for another comment from a man unhindered by logic, reason, or the definition of words. Hunter on 8/20, quote, "Who can jaywalk in Ferguson without getting shot?" End quote. Jaywalking, Hunter? Seriously? Have you ever considered sacrificing 2 minutes of your time to look up the meaning of the words you are using? Here, since you find research so taxing, let me help you out. And I provided him a link to the definition of jaywalking. Brown and Johnson were reported to be walking down the middle of the street. That is not jaywalking. Perhaps you can produce evidence that contradicts where they were walking. And to answer your question, who can walk without getting shot, since it has been proven that in Ferguson, blacks have been cited for traffic violations way more than white people, the answer is all of them. Next. Sometimes I encounter a comment so amazingly bizarre that even I am at a loss for words. From Chauncey DeVega on 8/22. Quote, "The most degenerate of Darren Wilson's donors have given him money in order to experience the killing of Michael Brown by proxy." End quote. Looking into the mind of Chauncey DeVega is like grabbing a brown paper bag out of a dumpster, opening it up, and seeing thousands of squirming maggots. My summary. You ideologues, both liberal and conservative, are far more alike than you are different. You are simply two sides of the same foul-smelling coin. Your best traits are mental laziness and intellectual dishonesty. The fact that so many want to be a part of either morally bankrupt organization is disturbing. If most humans were basically honest, Cos and Fox could not exist. Unfortunately, I fear that both of you will be around for a long, long time. You win. Rational people lose. For now. And now we move to the science segment. Today's story. Double mastectomy rates are rising, but the procedure does not reduce mortality. Having a double mastectomy for early-stage breast cancer is not linked to a lower risk of death than breast-conserving therapy plus radiation. Yet there is still an increase in the number of women undergoing double mastectomy. This is not the first study to question the benefits of a double mastectomy, which is the removal of both breasts. Because bilateral mastectomy is an elective procedure for unilateral breast cancer, which is cancer in one breast, and may have detrimental effects in terms of complications and associated costs, as well as body image and sexual function, a better understanding of its use and outcomes is crucial to improving cancer care. The team analyzed data from the population-based California Cancer Registry, identifying almost 200,000 women who were diagnosed with early-stage unilateral breast cancer. Patients were followed up for an average of 89 months. The researchers found that the rate of bilateral mastectomy among these women increased from 2% in 1998 to over 12% in 2011, representing an increase of 14% every year. The highest increase was seen among women aged 40 and under. The overall rate of unilateral mastectomy, the removal of one breast, declined during this period. Non-Hispanic white women were most likely to have a double mastectomy, as were women who received care at a National Cancer Institute designated cancer center, and those with private medical insurance. Unilateral mastectomy was most common among racial, ethnic minorities and women with Medicaid. In a time of increasing concern about overtreatment, the risk-benefit ratio of bilateral mastectomy warrants careful consideration and raises the larger question of how physicians and society should respond to a patient's preference for a morbid, costly intervention of dubious effectiveness. These results may inform decision-making about the surgical treatment of breast cancer. Last year, a study suggested that fear may be driving young breast cancer patients to have needless mastectomies. And now we move to the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today we have an anonymous quote. "For every expert, there is an equal and opposite expert."
Are you ready, Greece?